I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Wireless networks that free your laptop to get on the internet without the tether of cables are very popular and very vulnerable. And even as more and more people use the networks, many remain unaware of the need to protect themselves. Here's Day to Day technology expert Shani Jardin.
Wireless access point detected. Wireless access.
That's the sound of a laptop computer detecting wireless networks in downtown Los Angeles during what technology enthusiasts call a war drive. I went on one recently in a van loaded with laptops, antennas, PDAs, and global positioning devices with wireless security experts Frank Keeney and Mike Outmuskeen of the Southern California Wireless Users Group. They've been war driving in Southern California for more than 2 years.
Well, we're seeing so far in our few minutes of driving, we've found 105 networks. Let's see, we're down on Grand and Fifth, and we'll drive down this street where it should be a little busy. Or is that? Yeah, let's go down here.
Driving through downtown LA, Keeney and Outmuskeen detect hundreds of wireless networks being used by corporate and home users just within a 10-block radius.
All these tall buildings have a lot of networks in them.
Well, we're up to 230 networks now.
These wireless access point detected ones, these are all broadcasting their locations and saying, hey, look, I'm here.
We can see the names of the networks.
Yes.
I see one here with the name of a law firm that we just drove by, so that's interesting.
Here's someone who's just signing onto a network. Now, we may or may not show up a password, but remember, if we see passwords or email or file names, it's because people have set up their networks without any form of encryption.
These days, many laptops and PDAs are sold with wireless networking capabilities built right in, and the hardware that you need to set up an access point can cost $50 or less. Wireless networking is popular because it's remarkably cheap and easy to set up. I asked Keeney why more people don't bother securing their networks.
Because it's that takes more work. You can typically go to the store, buy some of this equipment, plug it in, turn it on, and it works. And most people don't ever go beyond that. You have to go to extra work to actually secure the traffic that you're sending over the wireless network.
Companies hire people like Keeney to test the security of their wireless networks. While it is possible for war drivers to use this information for malicious purposes, Keeney says he and Outmuskeen are doing it for good.
The reason why we do this is primarily for user education, so people understand when they do set up a wireless network, if they don't take other precautions, then their information is sent in the clear for others to intercept.
Keeney says that the information war drivers gather and share appears to have improved security awareness among corporate technology decision makers. A 2003 Jupiter research report stated that 9 out of 10 U.S. executives surveyed pointed to security as the number one issue shaping their wireless network deployment decisions. But only about half of the companies surveyed use any wireless security precautions. And as we saw on our recent war drive, there's good reason for concern. At the end of a 30-minute drive in downtown Los Angeles, we'd logged 615 networks, many of which were unsecured.
Well, once you find out that there's a network there, you can start employing a whole host of hacker tools that are available. You can, you know, use these tools to try to break into the network. And
so it's like this tool shows you where the door is, and then you can use other tools to pick the lock once you find it.
Yeah.
For Day to Day, I'm Shani Jardin in Los Angeles.
I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day.